Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Abba, we have wandered and hidden from your face, in foolishness have squandered your legacy of grace. But now in exile dwelling, we rise with fear and shame, as distant but compelling, we hear you call our name. And now at length discerning the evil that we do, behold us, Lord, returning with hope and trust to you. In haste you come to meet us and home rejoicing bring. In gladness there to greet us with calf and robe and ring. O love of all the living, both banished and restored, compassionate, forgiving, and ever-caring Lord, grant now that our transgressing, our faithlessness may cease. Stretch out your hand in blessing, in pardon and in peace. I will arise and return to my Abba. Adonai, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I will arise and return to my Abba. I am like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In what seems Adonai like anger and fury, I have been lifted up and thrown down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. I will arise and return to my Abba. But you, Adonai, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the appointed time has come, for your servants love her very stones. The nations shall fear your name, Adonai, and all earth's rulers your glory, when you build up Zion again and appear in all your glory. Then you will turn to the prayers of the helpless and will not ignore their pleas. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will arise and return to my Abba.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of this inheritance? Who does not persist in anger forever, but delights rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt? You will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors from days of old. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. God remembers the covenant forever, the oath that was sworn to Abraham. Make known God's deeds among the peoples. Glory to the Abba and the Word and their breath of love. Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. Dress him in the finest robe, put a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. or the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Dress him in the finest robe, put a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet.
The fast that you desire, Adonai, is breaking the chains of evil and untying the bonds of injustice. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is freeing the oppressed and welcoming the poor into our homes. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is clothing the persons we find naked and not despising our neighbors. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is sharing food with the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, and welcoming immigrants and strangers. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is caring for those who are sick or injured, and visiting those who are in prison. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of all compassion, how easily we demand what is ours, and yet leave your side for a place far away where we can do as we please. We are arrogant in self-righteousness and too proud to admit we have sinned. Unless you strengthen our spirits and create our hearts anew, we cannot make the journey home. Guide us to your welcoming arms, to the music and the dancing, for we are easily lost, and only you can find us. May the God whose arms are always extended to welcome us, bless us with compassion for all our sisters and brothers. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.